When the moon hits your eye like a big pizza pie, that's amore. When the world seems to shine.
Good afternoon, I'm Kate Manahan. Thank you for joining me for the 45th edition of New Mainers Speak. This is a weekly half-hour program where you can hear firsthand about the lives of some of Maine's immigrants. During this show, we visit with individuals regarding their lives and their enduring hopes as New Mainers. Today, my guest is Luca Pizzuti, born and raised in Rome, Italy. Rome is a World Heritage City with a population of nearly 3 million people set in a Mediterranean climate. Welcome, Luca.
Thank you very much, Kate.
I think you have such a great story, and I'm looking forward to visiting with you on the air today. We started off with amore, so classic Italian.
That's the classic Italian song. Everybody wants to hear, you know?
Yes. And I'm wondering what life was like for you when you first came to the United States. How was the United States like or different than you might have expected it?
Well, when I came to America, it was mostly I was impressed. I was fascinating with this country. So, and I end up like it. Now it's almost 15 years I'm in this country. So, and I don't regret any day since I came to United States.
Well, your English is excellent. I thought it was interesting that you said you started off with only just rudimentary English skills from growing up in school. But then pick the rest up along the way.
Well, I know. How they say, country you go, you got to learn the culture. Or otherwise, you know, there's no way you can communicate with people. So my goal was to communicate and learn, and that's what I did, I hope.
Do you think that was motivated by love at all?
Well, love was the first one. without a day, I couldn't communicate with my lovely wife, so... It was like, you know, being totally blind on a country where, you know, you don't know the language. So it's like, you know what you feel when you don't know how to speak and somebody talking to you and say, okay, what do you say? I don't know.
Especially if you're very interested in knowing what this person's saying.
Exactly.
You're very motivated to learn. You said you learned just by watching movies and reading the newspaper, building on what you had learned.
Yeah, that's pretty much what I did.
That's great. Your English is perfect.
Thank you.
Tell us about your family and your family home. What was life like for you in Rome as a boy?
Well, you know, my life, it was a simple, you know, study, school, went to chef school for 5 years, that's what I'm doing right now. And, you know, normal family, you know, my father was simple guy, works all his life in a factory, you know, and now finally retired. So my mother home. You know, she's a care. You know, she's take care of the house, cooking several meal a day, which is breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Over there is pasta every day, no matter what.
Homemade pasta.
Homemade pasta, of course, and homemade bread. You know, home sausage. You know, like my mother, she very rarely buys stuff from outside unless she makes it.
And brothers and sisters?
Yeah, I have one brother, which is the first one, and then my sister is the youngest one. I'm the middle child. And what do they say? The middle child is always the one take a fly.
Well, and so it was.
Exactly.
What was your area of town like? Were you in apartments or in houses or?
We actually live outside, just a few minutes from Rome, which is the big city, and surrounding from natures and green, you know, which is very, very nice house, which is established in my first restaurant over there, and then I left it to my sister to run, which is and then since then I'm still there, but I'm here, try to work something and. You know, the country is beautiful. Nothing on lifestyle. You know, it's a little expensive right now with the euros and all the other things, you know. And well, it's still a beautiful country.
Mm-hmm. I'm quite interested in your education as a child. Mm-hmm. Growing up in Rome, do you spend a lot of time on Roman mythology in school?
Well, we mostly focus in all kinds of culture over there. So they were teaching us in school, like, you know, Romans cultures, all the history, you know. Garibaldi, you know, was we know them. Napoleon, you know. But mostly what we do, it's like, you know, the school over there, they focus on try to, you know, stay out of trouble. Which is, you know, that's what I try to stay when, you know, as a young child, always you have tendency to go easy on the wrong direction. But always I focus on my study, on, you know, my work, and help my father, you know, try to see what I can do. You know, little, very simple things. Mm-hmm. But lifestyle is very easy, very simple. So nothing like complicated over there.
When I met you, you said you stood at the shoulder or the elbow of your grandmother, who was a cook as well.
Correct.
And she taught you some tricks.
You know, for that I have to thank her. You know, she teach me a lot of secrets for the sauce, for the pasta, and how to make a dish, you know. So right now I'm doing what I'm doing, using a recipe, so which is very simple. So that's what she said to me. One important thing, keep simple. And the food will taste even better without all so many sophisticated ingredients. So she said, just keep simple, watch me, and look what I'm doing, and maybe one day you will use it.
She saw that in you, maybe.
Yeah, she saw me. I don't know, because, you know, always when she was cooking, I was like there, you know, oh, Nonna, what are you doing? Oh, so let me see, can I stir for you? You know, it's like, I was interesting already to see what she was doing, you know, especially when she was making homemade bread. You know, I copied the recipe right there, you know, I check it out, make sure it was, you know, I will be able to reproduce it one day. So, and there we go.
And how handy that's been for you in a lifetime of cooking.
Very good, very good. And I don't know, my customer seems like it, you know, they're all very happy and we have a good pizza, so which is, you know, well, it seems like a very, very helpful for me.
Great. The second half of the show, we're really going to focus on your pizza shop, so I'll let that slide by, and we'll come back to that in a little bit.
You got it.
More questions about school. So you studied the rudiments of English. Mm-hmm. You studied a little bit about Roman gods and culture. How about sports? What were sports like in school? Are they separate from the school?
No, sports actually they were. It was one of my best part, which is I enjoy the most. I was playing, you know, volleyball in school, then play other different sports. I was in the little what's it called, the obstacle course, do like a little race and stuff. You know, which is I like it. That's always my favorite part of the school when it was the gymnastic time. So I had to go to the gymnastic because, you know, it was I was ready. But it was sports that they actually incorporated the same on the school. So you have a part of the, you know, 1 or 2 hours physical education. So which is actually pretty good. And I
one
guess
or 2 hours.
Yeah, that's sometimes great. You know, so you are in the competition, you know, they pull you off for longer time, so they want you to practice. You know, we have a tournament when we go out for volleyball tournament, handball tournament. So, which is one of my school, it was actually always on top of the.
You were a good handball player.
We were pretty good. We have a pretty good team. You know, it's not only about one man, but it's the team. So, which is, you know, we have like a nice nice team.
That's great.
Play well.
Do you have a favorite sport as an adult?
As an adult, I like, of course, I love soccer. You know, as a big Italian, you know, and who doesn't like soccer? Soccer is the best, I think it's the most favorite sport. And as an American now, I love football, baseball, and, you know, a little basketball too. You know?
Okay, so you're just a sports guy.
I'm a sports guy. Pretty much.
And how about where you lived? What were you closest to as in terms of architectural ruins or cultural sites, obelisks, fountains? What was your setting like?
Well, where I lived, there was like a, it's a, like I said, it's like just a little bit outside Rome. which is still architecturally beautiful, which we have an interesting monument, sculptures and stuff. I live very close at the bunch of, like, I don't know how to say in English, because my English, unfortunately, is not fully completely. But it's they call the Grotta Azzurra, which is it's a cavern, and you can go
a grotto.
Yes, you can go inside with a boat, and it's actually looks blue. That's the color.
How beautiful!
It's so amazing. And then there's another thing is they call the mountains break in half. So which is a very little narrow space you can.
A crevasse.
Yes, mm-hmm. You can just go through with a little boat, mm-hmm. And you see exactly the magnificence of this place, because it's so romantic. You know, the water is crystal clear, and it's right on the ocean. So.
It is. It's on the.
We're very close to the ocean.
Yeah.
Yeah. So like about 15 minutes from where I live. So.
Beautiful. Sounds lovely.
It's a beautiful place.
Oh,
which is
yes.
I'm gonna go visit now in February when I go.
Yay! That sounds wonderful. What are you most proud of being an Italian?
To be an Italian, my food. You know, I love my food. It's mostly, you know, to be Italian, it's just like, I think the Italian, they have one of the oldest antique cultures you can, you know, for what I know. So I don't know, say it's true, but I think we are one of the population, I think... you know, immigrants, when they wouldn't find a job, so they were starting travel all over the world, so which is, you know, they help build it up other country too, so.
And still today.
And still today, yeah.
Italy is, well, Rome's about 9.5% immigrants.
Yep, and they keep coming
yeah.
every day, so they keep, you know, and the beauty things, Italy doesn't turn away anybody. You know, they keep them over there, they feed them, they give them, you know, some people actually they work for the Red Cross, they end up working at the Red Cross as a volunteer. So it's like, you know, it's a good country, you know, and everybody wants to go to Italy. I don't know. I think, you know, it's one of the dream everybody.
Is that what you find here in the U.S.? People meet you and say, oh, I want to go to Italy.
That's what I hear every day.
Yeah.
So when I talk with people, I say, oh, you're from Italy? Oh, my God, I would love to go to Italy. I said, okay. So, you know, it's like Italy is, you know, has a beautiful place. You know, it's like starting from north to south, it's all beautiful. You know, Venice, Rome, the Colosseum, Sorrento, the Amalfi Coast. So no matter where you're going, it's all beautiful, you know. Tuscany.
You can't lose when you go to Italy.
It's win-win situation, no matter what.
I've heard very good things, for sure.
Yeah.
And so what made you want to start a new life in the United States?
Well, my new life, to start in the United States, it was because, you know, I was traveling to U.S. and I ended up meeting my love of my life, which is my wife. And after that, so we started, and I started to love the place even more, and decide, you know, that's it. This is the place now, you know. Even as I'm Italian, I live here, got my family, you know, my kids, so love it.
So when you came to the United States on vacation, you were at the beach, you saw this lovely woman who is kind of your type. The next day you see her again, you start talking to her.
Yeah, that's the most funny part, my funny story. You know, actually, so you tell somebody, that it's very hard to believe. Unfortunately, that's what it is. We came here, I was in vacation, and I was at the beach, try to enjoy the day, play some tennis, you know, and I see this gorgeous girl coming over with her little convertible car, and go sit down, read the newspapers, and I said, okay, so I got to meet the girl. So the first day, I didn't have the instinct to go there and pop it out and say, here, this is my name, and I'm like, okay, so I said, okay. The next day, I tried to follow again, and here we go. This time, I can't wait. I just
You had to meet her.
I got to meet her. So I went there. She was reading newspaper, and she see my shadow right in the front. Like, she said, who's the guy blocking the sun for me? She looked it up and see 6'5" guy standing right in the front. And she said, who are you? I said, I. You know, I was the guy from who's played tennis yesterday. So, okay. And she said, oh, what's your name? And then we started talking, and she said, by the way, I don't even know your name yet. Oh, my name is Luca. And she's like, and then she told me always she wants to meet a guy in the name Luca. So, and
that is just the greatest story ever, in my opinion. Yeah. She just knew she was going to marry a guy named Luca. And you show up on the beach and say, hi.
There we go.
I'm Luca. 3 months later, she has her dream come true, husband named Luca.
Exactly.
And on you've carried with two children. You have a 9- and a 7-year-old.
Mm-hmm.
And
we just say hi to them, which is Luca and Argiana. They're, you know, probably they're home right now. I don't know if they'd be able to listen, but, you know, say hi. And
I'm sure they're very proud of you.
I'm sure they are.
That's wonderful. And we're so glad to have you here in Maine.
Thank you very much.
You're listening to WMPG, Southern Maine Community Radio, broadcasting from USM. I'm Kate Manahan, and this is New Mainers Speak. If you're just joining us, welcome. My guest today is Luca Pizzuti. He was born in Rome, Italy, and now is an entrepreneur in Old Orchard Beach and Kennebunkport, Maine, where he makes and sells absolutely delicious pizza in his business called,
Roma Pizza.
Roma Pizza. His last name is Pizzuti, P-I-Z-Z-U-T-I. And are you aware that first generations to the immigrants are 27% more likely to start a business than non-immigrants?
Yeah, it's like, you know, it's very tough to start a business. You know, so you know the capacity and you know the, you know, something, I think it's totally worth it. So,
but why do you think immigrants are more likely than non-immigrants to start a business? How would they know what's needed?
Well, I know because, you know, see, after a while, visiting, you know, Old Orchard and Kennebunkport, and started to realize whatever, you know, was missing. So, I think we try to find what's missing, which is very hard to figure it out. Because basically in America, there's everything. But still, so you know, something is still something missing, so people can actually try to.
They say that immigrants are more likely to perceive the opportunities and are less afraid of failure. They don't realize that businesses fail all the time. This is what they have. They're going to go for it.
Well, you know, we're pretty much not afraid of nothing. So we just try to, you know, okay, why not? Let's try. It's worth it, you know, at least to give them a shot. So, you know, if you don't try, you don't know. You know, that's the thing. You know?
And here you are, kind of in a brave new world, right? And so you might as well try.
Exactly. So why not?
And so how did you end up starting your business in Old Orchard and later Kennebunkport?
Well, it was very funny because with my 3-year-old daughter, she's actually very picky. And growing up in with an Italian father, which is cooking every day at home. And we were on vacation. We actually just bought the house in Old Orchard Beach. And my daughter said, Daddy, let's, because we used to get pizza every Friday night at the house. So yeah, we started to get pizza, you know, and from every different location. And then she said, Daddy, it's not your pizza. You know, I have an idea. Why don't you open up a pizza place?
It's your daughter.
My daughter, 3 years old. So, which is, you know, is something like she left me with no word. Okay, so I started looking for a place, and we opened up the first store in Old Orchard Beach. And since last year, we were 5 years in Old Orchard now.
Well, congratulations.
Thank you very much.
To get past the first year with a new business. And
exactly, especially when you have to compete with, like, several different businesses over there. So it's, and you know, it's always tough for a new business to get in and build it up, the customers and everything. But we actually stood up very well.
Good.
Yeah.
Yes, and then you've expanded down to Kennebunkport.
Yep.
It's another place to go to get delicious pizza in the winter.
Kennebunkport, absolutely delicious pizza.
You make very traditional varieties of rustic pizza that is delicious, but you also have some fantastic other options, including a pistachio nut pizza and a pear and gorgonzola pizza.
Yeah, we do actually have a larger selection, which is, you know, and every day I wake up and I try to make something different, which is if people, they never get boring with the same pizza. So the latest one I made is the blueberry pizza, which is completely a dessert, but it's phenomenal. And as you mentioned, the pistachio pizza, which is the top request in Kennebunkport.
Is that right?
Yeah.
That's my next one.
That's the number one request in Kennebunkport. Follow us the Roma pizza, which is the fresh tomato, ricotta, and basil. So people love those pizza. And, you know, we try to always keep fresh, make the fresh ingredients, use the fresh stuff, and, you know, the best you can find on the market, because that's what it makes the food, you know, great, you know.
Absolutely. Your eggplant parmesan sandwich is perfect.
Yeah.
Don't change a thing.
We try. We try to don't change anything. Like I said, I try to keep my grandmother's recipe, so which is, you know, it's sacrilege to change it.
Yes. And what do you like most about owning and operating your own businesses, your own pizzerias?
Well, you know, owning your own business always makes you feel good. You know, it's like, you know, and you can do your own hours, which is, you know, you want to get up a little late in the morning so you don't have to punch the card to say, okay, you know. But what it makes me feel really good is when I see people smile when they come in and enjoy the food and they say, it was delicious. So, and especially when I take the plates and the tray and you see nothing's in the plate or nothing's in the tray, they made my day.
They clean their plate.
Exactly. So
they ate the love.
You know, that's what it makes it feeling like, you know, really good and keep doing better than what I'm already doing. So
you're a very creative entrepreneur. And I heard you talking to some customers when I was in your shop one time about wanting to teach children how to make pasta.
Yes, that's eventually is one of the projects we will planning to do in the future. So we will try to open up some classes for kids that want to, you know, coming in and you know, try to learn something, you know, that probably they can use in the future. So, and one of those things is how to make fresh pasta or how to make a fresh dough from scratch. So, you know, egg noodles, nice lasagna, fettuccine. You know, we try to, like I do with my kids, so I try to, you know, introduce them to the cooking as a young age, so this way, you know, in the future, when my daughter wants to make a good, delicious pasta for the future husband,
she can win him with that.
She can win him just with the fettuccine, you know, with the meat sauce.
Now, your wife is Greek. Does she have special culinary delights that she makes for the family too?
Yeah, she's actually a very good cook. And I love the shrimp with feta, which is one of the Greek dishes I love the most. And, of course, the spanakopita. And, you know, those are my favorite two dishes she makes. And one of their creations, as speaking Greek, she made the Greek pizza, which is the spinach and feta cheese, which is her creation. And, you know, it seems that people love that combination,
That's
too.
That's a popular one.
That's a popular one.
Yeah. So what are your hopes and dreams for the future, for your business and for your life in Maine?
Well, eventually I hope to retire and stay and move into Kennebunkport, which is, that's one of my dreams. Another dream is, you know, to open up a few more locations, which is, you know, it's like, you know, try the accommodating, because I have a customer from all over the place and they keep saying, oh, you should open one in my town. Oh, one in my other town. I say, okay, the problem is I'm only one.
So one man.
It's one man. I don't know if I can split in three. So, you know, eventually so I can find a, you know, valid, you know, co-worker or partnership. So it will be possible.
So dreaming big.
You know, not too big.
Yeah. Because you want to keep it simple.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You know what they say?
Just like the ingredients.
Never go too big because then it goes out of control. So stay like, you know, small and try to, you know, to make every time everybody happy. That's all.
Yes. Yes, indeed. Luca, you're so very alive and engaging.
Thank you.
I love your passion for your food and for making very good pizza here in Maine.
Thank you very much.
I love that our paths have crossed. Thank you for being willing to come on New Mainers Speak today.
Not a problem. Anytime. And it was a pleasure to meet you, Kate. And thank you, everybody, to listen. Don't forget, come to Kennebunkport for a good pizza. Roma pizza.
Can you tell us how to find it in Kennebunkport? And I will also be putting your links on the web to find you, but
yes,
where?
The pizzeria is located in 24 Ocean Ave, right across the street from David's, and the plaza is Union Square, which is very easy to find. Our phone number is 207-272-7372.
That's the number you call to order your pistachio pizza when you head down to
Kennebunkport
later today.
Exactly.
And you won't miss the game. It'll be on.
Nice and hot.
Yes. I'm Kate Manahan in the studio with my guest, Luca Pizzuti. You have been listening to New Mainers Speak. We will close today's program with a song Luca has selected for us, and I wondered if you might introduce that for us.
Sure. This is my lovely song when I married my wife, and we dance.
So,
it's Falling in Love, Elvis Presley, and have a nice day to everybody.
Thank you. Thanks so much.
Take my hold.